capitalism and cultural expression.
And this is the Live Music Showcase from WMNF in Tampa. I'm Bill Dudley, and we're going to be playing some great live music for you for the next 55 or so here from Community Radio, WMNF. We're coming to you from the Mike Eisenstadt Live Performance Studio at Community Radio. And today on the show, we have Gloria West and the Gents. Welcome, Gloria. Welcome, Gents. Why don't you start us off with a tune?
Thank you. We would love to. We're going to start off with some Ella Fitzgerald, done in a second line feel. A tisket, a tasket.
Good job, guys. It's Gloria West and the Gents, our guests on today's show here from WMNF in Tampa. Happy to be here with you today. And so this is the first I've heard you guys do your thing. So Gloria, why don't you tell us a little bit about the band, how you got together and stuff like that.
Thank you. Funny enough.
Oh, by the way, introduce the members of the band first.
Absolutely.
I should have remembered that.
That was going to be part of what I was going to say.
Yeah.
So we have Mr. Steven Dornfeld over here on the piano.
Yeah.
We got Mr. Glenn Stevenson on upright bass, and I like to say bow combo. And Mr. Paul Gavin on drums. I was going to say normally he does a little drum thing. There you go. Look, it's just a normal day. So we actually started off in 2014. I had just decided, you know, I'd been wanting to do jazz for years, and I finally had the opportunity to come into the jazz circle and start meeting a lot of great jazz musicians, and got with a few different piano players, and then was offered an opportunity to do a weekly jazz night in Dunedin. At Kelly's, and it was a night that my two new piano players I've been playing with for a few months weren't available, and so I needed a new one, and I ended up finding Steven, and we basically created the band Gloria West and the Gents for that night. They didn't know that we didn't really know what we were doing. So we didn't really have a band or anything like that, but we did it, and we learned some songs together, and we, you know, basically came up with like the feel and the energy of the band. Steven grew up listening to piano rolls, and his
really?
Grandpa played the accordion, and so he just has that like in him.
Yeah.
And
it always helps.
Yeah, and I just absolutely love the old jazz and grew up listening to it, and so the two of us came together and that's how the band started. And just
You said you were starting off to sing jazz in 2014. What were you doing before that? Working in a loan company or something.
That was a few years before that.
Okay.
I actually started off in a full country band.
Oh.
Yeah. That was my first professional gig. And then I had some acoustic duos after that. And then I had a jazz duo with a piano player friend of mine. And we played all over the area and did a lot of stuff at Hard Rock and stuff. But I really wanted to do jazz for as long as I could remember. And then finally had the opportunity to. So, and then I really haven't looked back since then.
That's great.
So,
that's great.
Yeah.
Well, folks, Gloria West and the Gents are here and they're live. Let's have another song.
Absolutely. This next song is our newest original song. This is actually, we just had a deluxe edition of our album come out in December, and this is one of the songs that came out on that. It is called What You Mean to Me.
A one, two.
How do you tell someone how you feel? How do you do it? You don't feel the same. Well, just to speak your name and tell you what you mean to me would be a very dream. You see, the possibilities are endless. When you built it on friendship, my heart is in pain. When you are nearby, all I want to do is hold you inside. You do things to me that you're unaware. You don't even know I care. when you built it on frenzy.
Very nice. That's the voice of Gloria West. She's here with her band. They are the Gents. Three gents here today. We've got Stephen on piano, Glenn on bass, Paul on the drums. And this is the Live Music Showcase here from WMNF in Tampa. I do not have my volunteer cheat sheet here. So I know that Mark Perfetti is mixing up the sound, and he is assisted by Nick, right? Okay. Nick and Richard are assisting today on the sound, and we have our amazing video crew. We have Bob Hoke directing. We've got Ed Lehman on camera and Marcy and Tom Connors on cameras as well. You can watch this show on YouTube starting later on today or tomorrow, and just go to YouTube, search for WMNF Live Music Showcase, and you'll be able to watch the whole thing. And it looks great, I'll tell you that. If you really like it, live music and all, you might think about making a contribution to WMNF. Go to the tip jar at WMNF.org. Make that tax-deductible gift to keep this radio station on the air and help us keep on bringing you live music. Some great jazz happening today. I'm enjoying the jazz here from Gloria West and the Gents. So that was a song you wrote.
Yes, with Stephen.
And it's on your new Red album.
Yes.
I think we got a shot of that album playing on a little tiny record player down there. You always take the little record player in the album when you do your gigs.
Oh, yes.
So cute.
I want people to know this is a labor of love right here.
Yeah. So why did you decide to make a Red vinyl LP rather than what everybody else does?
It just made sense, honestly, you know, from when we started the album project and, you know, wanted to do the album, and obviously we knew CD, but I'm like, you know, it makes sense for jazz to be on a record since that's, you know, that's how
it started off. Yeah.
Exactly.
And well, plus some of us still believe that they sound better.
They do. They're so warm.
And you pressed this record off of the original big time masters. I mean, this is not dithered down to 16 bits. This is the original stuff.
It is legit.
So it ought to sound really good.
Yeah, it does. We had a wonderful company we worked with in Canada, actually, and they took great care of us and just did an amazing job on it.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Gloria West and the Gents. Let's have another song.
All right. All right, this is the very first song that's on the album. This is called A Little Party, Never Killed Nobody.
Is this one of yours?
No. This is one of Fergie's.
Okay.
This actually, it's pretty funny because it's the only song that we do that started off as like a dance, like a techno kind of song. It's actually from The Great Gatsby.
Oh, okay.
And, but it's a lot of fun. So we took it and we jazzed it up some and made it a good old time.
I ain't got time for you, baby. Either you're mine or you're not. Make up your mind, sweet baby. Right here, right now's all we got. Need a party, never kill nobody. Sweet, don't dance until we charge. Little pot and there I kill my body.
realize I'm your fan. Cause believe me, I'm the bee's knees. It don't mean a thing if I give you my heart. If you tear it apart, no, it don't mean a thing if I ain't in your eyes. Cover that ain't gonna fly, no, Ladies and gents, are you ready? 2, 3, 4. Little pot and live, I kill you my pie. Sweet, don't dance until we draw. Little pot and live, I kill you my pie. Right here, right now, it's all we got. Little pot and live, I kill nobody. Sweet, don't dance until we draw.
Oh my. Glory West and the Gents on the Live Music Showcase from WMNF in Tampa. I've just been told that as of a few minutes ago, we are now streaming on Facebook. That's Facebook/LMSWMNF. Of course, you can watch the show later on. It'll be up on YouTube. But if you want to see us live, Facebook is the way to go. So check it out on Facebook. The Live Music Showcase. So, Gloria, who are your influences and how did you get started singing this kind of music as opposed to, like you said, you did country, but you said you grew up with jazz? Grew up with swing?
Yeah. So my mom actually, my family is from New York. I was born here. And my mom did jazz back in the day, way before
she sang.
Born. Yep, she sang jazz for a couple of years in New York City.
Huh.
She actually had an accordionist as her accompaniment.
Uh-huh.
And so I grew up, you know, listening to my mom kind of, you know, sing it around the house, old show tunes and old jazz songs and just loved it. I mean, I remember being like 3 years old and I had a record player and I had like a Disney record with some different songs on there and I'd like put it on and clean my room and sing along to it. And my dad loved Louis Armstrong.
Uh-huh.
And he would try and sing like him. Not too bad. I mean, like you could tell what he was trying to do. So yeah, I just grew up absolutely loving it. And so my influences as far as old jazz would be obviously Louis Armstrong and Billie Holiday.
I was going to say, yeah. What about Mildred Bailey?
And Mildred Bailey, yeah. Absolutely. And not a lot of people know about Mildred Bailey, and yeah. I just love her so much. They called her Mrs. Swing.
Yeah, she was great.
Uh-huh.
I used to do a big band show here back in the day, so I love to play all that stuff.
Yeah, and so I, you know, I call myself Miss Swing, so because we just love to, you know, swing all the songs and just make them, you know, fun and have everybody have a great time.
Wow. Well, you sure did a great job on that last one. I got to hand it to Steven on the piano where he breaks into that Cuban rhythm there. That was pretty cool.
We call that the Latin breakdown.
Oh, man. Yeah. I love Cuban music.
Yeah. I love watching the swing dancers. It's like maybe their first time hearing the song or going to dance to it.
Ooh, what do we do now?
Exactly. And they're like, so they got to like change it up and start doing a different dance. And there's like a different part of the song that does, you know, a different thing. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, speaking of live stuff, I see here you're going to be doing American Victory Ship Cruise tomorrow.
Yes.
How long are you going to be cruising? Is that just a one-day thing?
It is a one-day thing. It is the warship that's here in... it's by Channelside.
Okay.
It's docked there and it's a museum, but like I think it's once or twice a year they actually take it out for a cruise.
So you're going to go out and cruise along with them?
We are cruising along. We've got the full band and they're just about sold out. About 500 people are going to be on board, and it's a, you know, 1940s theme, and it's going to be so much fun. I'm really excited about it.
So. And then, so I see also you're going to be at the Ale and Witch on Friday, April 26th.
Uh-huh. We've got the full band for that as well. It's our second time playing there, and we just had such a great time last time, so I cannot wait, and it's a wonderful spot for swing dancing.
And then Hideaway Cafe, Friday, May 3rd, and then Palladium Show coming up, TBD.
Yes, our first time at the Palladium. I'm really, really excited about that. It's going to be sometime over the summer, so.
Oh, yeah. So how can they find out about your other movements and things?
So everything you can find out about through the website, GloriaWestMusic.com. You can also go to the Facebook page, which is Facebook.com/GloriaWestMusic. And we also do a newsletter, usually about once a month, with special big events that are coming up, or if there's ticketed shows, you want to buy your tickets in advance, stuff like that, which I actually just sent out this morning before I got here, so everybody got the info about today.
All right.
Right before they needed it.
Well, we got the information. Let's have another song.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. We're going to do another original. So, and as I mentioned earlier, Stephen did write all of these originals with me, and I'm really excited. We actually are going to be doing some writing here soon in the next few weeks and adding on some new original songs.
I think you're going to do something you never do.
Yeah, something you'll never do.
That's the name of the song, folks.
A one, two.
And wait on you to do the things you should do, acting like you don't have a clue why I'm all lonesome, sad and blue. So I come to you. You just sit there quietly as you play the fool. Can't figure
has come for you to choose. But I know there's something you'll never do.
A soft hit at the end there.
Gloria West, Gloria West and the Gents, our guests on today's live music showcase here from WMNF. Mark Perfetti is doing the mixography today, assisted by Nick and Richard. We have our video crew, we have our video crew, Ed Layperson on the camera, along with Marcy and Tom Connors on cameras. Bob Hoke is the director of this amazing program. And I'm Bill Dudley. This is a show we do every Friday afternoon here on WMNF Community Radio, the station that dares to put on live music of all kinds. And next week, it'll be something completely different. I think I can guarantee that. And let's talk to Stephen for just a second on the piano. Hey, Stephen. Enjoying your stuff.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So what's your upbringing? How did you start out doing jazz?
Well, you know... I started taking piano lessons
a long time ago.
Yes, a long time ago. And, you know, Gloria had mentioned my grandfather played accordion, so I had all these really much older songs in mind when I started playing. And then my best friend is also a jazz pianist, so we, like, influenced each other growing up. And that's how I got, he really inspired me to get into jazz, and it just seemed to be a natural thing.
What were you doing before jazz?
Well, I mean, you know, I took the normal pop piano lessons, you know, popular, playing whatever, you know, the teacher would throw at me and whatever I could manage. But then in high school, I got into the jazz ensemble. That's when I really started learning jazz.
The rest is history. That's Stephen Dornfeld on the piano, part of the Gloria West Gents.
He's the original gent. That's what I like to call him.
Yeah, he's a gent there. Yeah. We also got Glenn on the upright bass, Glenn Stevenson, who I've seen in a bunch of bands. Say hi to us here, Glenn.
That is correct. You've seen me a bunch of times, Bill.
Yeah, you were the real thing in the Tampa Bay area.
I've been around a long time.
Yeah. Do you have any idea how many things you've done, all the projects and different bands and things like that?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Sorry. A lot. But I know I've been in your studio.
Yeah, you recorded in my house once or twice. Yeah. And we got the drums. We got Paul Gavin on the drums. Hey, Paul.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey. So how'd you meet up with Gloria? Did she say that already, or I forgot if she did?
I met Gloria at a jam session that was happening at a place in St. Petersburg called, remind me.
Amsterdam?
The Amsterdam, yes. We were playing the Amsterdam at the Amsterdam. A lot of musicians got together. We would play music together. And James introduced me. James is one of the trumpet players that play with Gloria. He introduced me to her. And I let her know that I knew about all the cool stuff she was doing. And I would be honored to play with her. And immediately after that, she put me to work. And I have not had a moment to breathe since. She's been putting me to work left and right.
That's what a great story. So what's your background? You've always done jazz and stuff like this? Or
I started playing percussion in seventh grade. And I started playing... all the different kind of instruments, the snare drum and the marimba and the xylophone and all that kind of thing. And I carried that on all the way through college. I did 2 years of classical percussion. And then my last 2 years in school, I started really focusing on the drum set and jazz. And the rest is history.
Yeah. Rest is hysteria. Well, you know, a lot of drummers don't want to be typecast. And so I have to be careful not to say you're a jazz drummer or you're a rock and roll drummer.
I'm a all the cool music drummer.
Okay.
He's a slayer.
He slays. So you're going to do a cool tune for us next. This tune is very cool.
Oh, yes. I'm like, what tune is that? Autumn Leaves. This is one of the newer ads for me, which is always feels funny to say that it's a new song when it's such an old song. But I absolutely love this song. I listened to the gents playing it for years as an instrumental starting off the shows. And I finally got to add it myself. So.
A one, two, three.
the fallen leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves are red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start.
Leaves with a drum solo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who would have thunk it, folks? It's Gloria West and the Gents. They're here live in the studio. We're having a great time playing some jazz and listening to some great stuff here on the Live Music Showcase. This is Community Radio WMNF in Tampa, broadcasting to the world on Facebook Live at LMS WMNF. Later on, we'll be on YouTube. And that is all put together for you by Dr. Richard Stone, his own self, our resident YouTube producer. Get that right. And we really enjoy doing the show every week, and if you agree that live music is where it's at, we'd really appreciate your support here at WMNF Community Radio. So, Gloria, Stephen on piano, Glenn on bass, and Paul playing a drum solo. Man, that was great.
Well, thank you.
That's something new. They've got a wonderful album out, and you can actually see through it. The music is very transparent, folks. And we even have a little record player playing it. You can get a shot of that little record. Yeah, the record. There you go. She puts it back at the beginning there. Actually, the show is actually on a record. It's, they're just pretending to sing and play, folks. Lip syncing.
That is a great
apparently, idea. In the very early days of movies, they actually sent a record along with the film, and the projectionist was supposed to sync them up somehow. Don't know how that worked out, but... Anyway, this is the Live Music Showcase, and I would love to have another song from Gloria West and the Gents.
Absolutely. This next one, Pure Imagination. This is one of the songs off the album.
Is this one of yours?
No. This is an old movie song. This is actually from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Okay.
So, and this is one of the songs that we added on to the deluxe edition of the vinyl. And we got to add jazz xylophone on it, which is so much fun. A fantastic local musician, Derek Crockett. And actually, I should probably say that everybody that played on the album is all local. And everything was done live in the studio.
Yeah.
You know, nothing.
No overdubs.
There's nothing fake on there. We didn't use any samples of stuff. Oh, you know what, though? Actually, except for at the very beginning of the very first song, there's a tick-tocking clock.
Uh-oh.
We didn't make that ourselves. But that's it. Everything else is real. But sometimes Stephen likes to pretend and do it. So here's Pure Imagination.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. We'll begin with a spin. Traveling in the wild of my creation, what we'll see will defy explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. With anything you want, do it. You wanna change the world, there's nothing to it. Well, there is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
That Bodo.
Gloria West and the Gents are our guests on today's Live Music Showcase from WMNF in Tampa, community conscious, non-commercial radio. Happy to have them playing in the Mike Eisenstadt Live Performance Studio right here. And just like to thank everybody who is listening and the folks that support this radio station. We have a great time doing this show. And if you have a friend that doesn't know about this, tell your friend about live music. And also, we're always looking for people to be on the show. We have a couple of openings coming up in the next few months. So if you know somebody that you think would be great, a band or a performer, have them get in touch with Randy at WMNF. And also, if you have any other reactions or stuff to the show, you can always send us an email at livemusic@wmnf.org. So, Gloria West on the vocals. We got Stephen Dornfeld on piano, Glenn Stevenson on the bass, and Paul Gavin on the drums. And they actually have more people for when you go to see them live. They have a horn player, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you got some gigs coming up. We got the American Victory Ship Cruise happens tomorrow. Ale and Witch coming up in April. Hideaway Cafe in May. And the Palladium, the downstairs Palladium, right? Yeah, where I think that's what they call it. The
side door.
Side door Palladium, right, exactly. It's a great place to hear music. Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to that. You can check them out at GloriaWestMusic.com. Anything else you want to tell the folks? You want to shout out to any relatives that might be listening?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
She's like the band Mom.
Really? Okay. Do us another song.
Okay. All right. This is some Louis Armstrong. This is off of the album. And when people ask for me to do my favorite song, this is the one that I do. It's one of the earlier ads that we did, and I remember hearing it, and I was like, oh man, if I could just like work my way up to doing that song one day. So it was like a goal song, and then you know, and then a few months in, we started doing it. It's pretty exciting. So here we go, some St. James Infirmary Blues. Oh, yeah, that's me. I'm supposed to count it off.
One, two,
well, I went out
bury me in a box by court and a Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain so the boys will know I died standing pat.
Yeah, good ending on that. Gloria West and the Gents, our guests on today's live music showcase here from WMNF. We have got just about 7 minutes, and you've got two or three more tunes. How do you want to work this? You want to do one long one? Do you want to do one and just go right into another one? I know you want to get that one on, leave the doing the Uptown.
Yeah, I think we'll do Leave the Past Behind. That's an original, and then we'll kind of... doing the Uptown Lowdown on the way out.
Okay,
that's the Mildred Bailey.
And of course the folks on Facebook and YouTube get to see the whole thing.
Yeah.
But and it's been great having you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Gloria West, Stephen Dornfeld, Glenn Stevenson, Paul Gavin.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Leave the Past Behind, original song.
A 1, 2, 3.
Decided it was best to leave the past behind. They seem so small and insignificant when looking back, until they come creep up and attack. Your pretty little story is then again not real once you start to remember used to make you feel. But the pressure is off now, the clock is all your own. You know what you will allow, almost one day atone. Thank you.
your tools. It's time for your own rules. Your future is yours for the writing and the taking. No need for rashes or big mistakes making. There's no more past to fret when each new breath is to behold. So live with no regrets in your restless gypsy soul.
All right. Last but not least, to Mildred Bailey. It's called Doing the Uptown Lowdown, another one of the songs off the album. I love this one when you get to hear the recording on the album. We did it straight through. We didn't change anything. We had the whole band in the room. It was just wonderful, just like they did it back in the day.
One, two, three.
West, you sure look righteous.
Out of my way, gent, I feel righteous.
Where are you going, uptown?
Yes, for a taste of lowdown.
Woo!
Where do we get that music that puts a swing so heartless? Where is life never dull? Hum, drum, warm, and lifeless. Hop a subway, hop a cab. She's right up to Harlem. And high tides, masses, classes, doing the uptown lowdown, where they spend their simoleons just to watch those free audience skipping hip hop, doing the uptown lowdown. Oh, for life, not after midnight, that's their playtime. Hardy haytime, what cost? Yeah, man, strangers with their Cinderella tears, listening to those hot hyena tears.
This is WMNF Tampa. Stay tuned following NPR News for Reverend Billy's Rhythm Revival. Thanks for listening, everybody.